episode of Hot Comics. I'm Lysandra Vasquez.
And I'm Brandi Younger.
And today we have Liam Nelson.
Liam Nelson. He's originally from Atlanta.
He now lives in New York. He is a comedian who you may know as the tallest guy in the room.
Yeah, he's really tall, as you'll see. He's also touring all around this country and in opening for some really cool headliners.
So you should Sam Morrell, Kate Willett, Dusty Slay are some of the comedians that he's been opening for. And we want you to enjoy him.
Yeah, have fun. Hi, Liam.
Hello, Liam.
Hello. How's it going?
We are very happy to have you here.
Oh, I'm very happy to have me here as well.
This is great. You are, I mean, we don't have to really cover this, but you are the tallest person that's ever been here.
Oh, really? Whoa.
Yeah.
I thought that the Shaq was following me around places. No.
He tried.
Well, he's here next week, so the record will be broken next
week. Well, I'm glad that I have it for this short of a time.
Good. You're in the Guinness, you're in the Hot Comics Book of Records.
We were also very happy to have you come and sit here because we know that your other biggest fan, who you make her feel very small, Storm.
Oh, Storm, shout out to Storm. She was on this last time and said some very nice things about how I make her feel feminine, despite the fact that she is more of a man than I will ever be. I think Storm could kick my ass so easy, and I think that's what's so charming about how she interacts with me, as if she can't just snap me in half. She's so like nice and like, oh, you're so big and tall. It's like, no, Storm, you could fucking kick my ass.
She's just like, like a little pretzel.
Like, have you seen her play basketball? It's insane. She's a beast. It is,
We are huge Storm fans.
Yeah.
I would actually really love
to see her play basketball.
She had a women's like basketball meetup that was happening regularly that I got added to for some reason. Yeah. It was just me and then every like tall female comic got added to this group. I never went, but I kind of wanted to just show up.
Just showed up.
Yeah, with the long hair.
You know what it is? It's the curl. So you have this bit about the diva curl stuff.
I do.
And you know what? Maybe she heard it one day and she's like, you know what? He gets in touch with his feminine
side. He understands. I mean, I do get yelled at like a hot woman on the street. People do honk at me a lot. And
that's
like,
great.
I get catcalled.
You get objectified.
Incessantly. It's true. And I get drinks bought for me by random men. It's like, they just like, how tall are you? Oh, I'm so sorry for asking. Here's a shot. Cool.
And you're like, all right.
Yeah, I'll take it.
It's going to take a long time to circulate through my body.
It's true. Yeah. You got to get at least four of those in me before I even start getting tipsy. But we're
gravity.
Exactly.
But you were so gracious to bring us a hot topic, and it's something that's very hot in your life.
Hot topic. Moving to New York.
Ooh. To the big city.
Yeah, I don't live here anymore. Surprise. Despite what I have been making it seem like by coming back here constantly, it feels like I'm just lying to get booked on more things in Atlanta. Just like hiding in a room for a month. It's like, oh yeah, he's moved to New York. Oh man, come on. Everyone put me on your shows for these 3 days while I'm here. Moving to New York has been fun. It's been wild. I live in Harlem, so like 146th. I definitely should have
Given your address.
Well, you could blur it out. Yeah, I mean, you know the street I'm on. You don't know where I live.
It would be easy to find you though.
It's true. Well. Yeah, I mean, find me. Where's Waldo? I'm right here.
Go to his shows.
That would be a fun game. Just like create a special Where's Waldo with just me. It's like there's fucking Waldo. I'm living in Harlem. It's been fun. I should have definitely let them know that I was coming first because I think I took them a little bit by surprise. It's been a little crazy since I got there. First day, I was taking the subway back. And I was walking up the stairs and like getting off at the exit that I get off at. And this dude was like right in front of me and he's like walking kind of slow. And I get like close up behind him pretty quick. And he turns around, looks at me with like the fear of God in his eyes. And then tells me to get the fuck away from him, Captain Cracker, and tries to push me down the subway stairs. He was on some drugs, but I appreciate that I'm a captain. I didn't earn that title, but I captain. He was not ready for me. There's also like our superintendent is insane. He built a custom speaker bike. It's like a little, like a tiny bike with a giant Bluetooth speaker on it that he rides around. He'll sit in the alleyway next to our building all day, just playing music at full volume. And it's like 7 rounds of Final Countdown and then That's 3 hours of pan flute covers of Simon and Garfunkel songs. He's like staring at a brick wall, listening to this shit as loud as he possibly can. The other day, there was a dude who got like jumped outside of our building by like a group of teenagers in all black. It felt like the movies a little bit. And we see all this go down. The guy pulls out a gun and everyone scatters. And then we hear our superintendent coming around. We're thinking he's going to be like, hey, are you okay, to this guy who just got robbed? And nope, he comes out with a broom handle and he's like, hey, you can't get robbed here. It makes the building look bad. So...
I miss New York
City. Imagine being mugged and then having the guy from the apartment complex be like, hey, stop getting mugged so close to my building, all right?
I love that.
Yeah, so, you know, yeah. New York. Yeah. I had a guy yell that I look like the deflated Michelin man at me across the street the
That's
other day.
Something.
Yeah, it was That's fun. Creative. It's a little roast joke. I'm going to hire him for my next roast battle, I think.
You really should. It's like women are always used to getting catcalled yeah. in New York, but you are just bringing out the creativity.
You know, I've been there for like 2 weeks of time, too. And it's like, so I'm just excited for what happens like in a year. You know, this is just normal everyday business at
I'm
this point.
I'm excited for the winter for you when you have to wear a winter Brother. Coat and just like trekking through the snow. You're
it's overalls winter for me. I don't know if you guys know. I just got two pairs of overalls. They're very thick. They're very comfy. I like them a lot. So yeah. Catch me overalls.
Like a bib, like a ski bib.
Yeah, like overalls. Like yeah. So it's yeah. I'm excited. I'm gonna look like a farmer all winter, and it's gonna look great.
I love that for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Captain and a farmer.
Captain farmer. A man of many talents.
So how long have you been performing? Like, have you always wanted to be a performer?
So, yeah, I in this context, like 3 years as a stand-up, but I've been performing since I was like 9. I was a magician when I was 9. I loved it. I took it real seriously. Liam the Legendary. Check me out. I don't think there's anything online, but if there is, tell me and I will delete it. but... Yeah, I was the youngest member of the International Brotherhood of Magicians when I was 9, so I'm pretty cool.
I like have no word. I'm floored.
I mean, yeah, it's a good time. It was a weird situation because like I found out now that 3 of them were convicted pedophiles. So basically my dad dropped me off at a church every Tuesday with like 35 old men with twisty mustaches and left me there unattended. Yeah, 3 of them are now convicted pedophiles, but I wasn't molested somehow. I somehow avoided being molested in this situation. I don't know how.
Good for you.
People, I think, like, a lot of people think it's because I was ugly, I think. Like, I'm worried that people think it's because I was... I don't think so. I think I was a type when I was that young, you know? Like, I was 5'11". I was 5'11 when I was 9, you know? Someone's into that. Like, for all the pedophiles who like to be dominated, I'm your guy, you know? It's like...
Maybe they just thought, like, Storm, you know, put you on the female... Maybe you just weren't their type.
Maybe
you know?
I wasn't. Well, I mean, like, I feel like I would have been somebody's type. I think it's because I wasn't, like, just the youngest member. I was also the only magician under the age of 65. So they were like, he's too important for the yeah. future of magic. We can't fuck him up.
That's true.
Or else no one's doing card tricks anymore. Like, they for sure had a meeting. They're like, all right, Magic Jeff, which that was... One of the dude's names was Magic Jeff. Magic Jeff is currently serving 20 years in a federal prison for touching children. And he was hanging out with me as a kid. He was my 5-year-old birthday party magician. But like, does that not sound like the name of someone who got into magic just to touch kids? That is the laziest magic name
magic
I've ever
Jeff.
Heard. I was Liam the Legendary. He was Magic Jeff.
Yeah, that's
lazy. For sure a name you think of when you're like snooping around yeah. a kid's birthday yeah, party yeah. and they're like, hey, what the fuck are you doing here? You're like, I'm doing a magic show. I'm Magic Jeff.
Like, let me pull my card out of my pocket.
Yeah, let me pull a hanky out of your ear.
Was he any good?
He was fine. I have an old video of him cranking milk out of my elbow. From my 5th birthday party. He got some other like kid to like crank my left arm, and then he holds a cup out and there's magic milk that comes out of my right arm, which has a whole different context now.
Yeah,
it's a lot darker. Feels a lot darker now, but you
magic
know
Jeff,
yeah, he was fine.
Focus on the magic milk.
Yeah,
gross.
Were you any good as a magician?
I think I was. I got hired a lot. I made a good bit of money when I was like 12. I've always That's been wild. Someone who's like, oh, I'm interested in something. Let me make this into a job yeah. for myself unnecessarily. Like, I was an online merchant when I was like 8. Because on a video game that I played, I just bought a bunch of like super valuable items and then just like sold, like basically did like currency exchange online, like when I was a child. I don't know.
This makes sense to me for some reason. I like this for you.
Yeah, just very business minded about anything I enjoy, and then that subsequently makes me not enjoy it anymore. So,
that's why
catch
you keep
me
switching.
Hating comedy in 3 years.
It's one of those I keep switching. Be like, I was really good at that. I'm good.
Yeah.
You're like, I did it.
That's I did it. I've completed magic. I've done all I need to do in the magic world, and now here I am.
Good.
So.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So you're traveling a lot right now because now you're big time comedian out on the road. What is that life like? I'm sure there's like a bunch of different experiences that you're having.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of stuff with Sam Morril, a lot of stuff with Dusty Slay, a lot of stuff with Kate Willett. That's been super fun.
I will tell that I always, anytime that he posts something about Kate Willett, I'm like, it looks like Kate Winslet and Liam Neeson.
Lysandra thinks we are the most famous comedy tour of all time. Just like two A-list actors who would never be in a car together, just like touring, doing stand-up. Like, imagine.
Yep, still looks like Kate Winslet to me.
Yep.
Send. I just spam his inbox with that.
Yeah, right. it's been fun. Sam, I think definitely the wildest experiences I've had on the road or with him. I was at a show. I had just gotten off stage at the West Palm Improv, and I was sitting in the green room, and a dude comes walking out of the green room bathroom, like the private locked green room bathroom. So he had been in there for my whole set. And he just like takes out a bag of cocaine and does a bump. I'm just sitting there like, all right, sir, are you supposed to be here? Says nothing and just does cocaine at me in my green room and just like so confident. And he's like, I'm an EMT. As if that is like resolves it, you know, because EMTs are allowed to do Florida cocaine, apparently.
This is so Florida.
Yeah. Oh, it's the most I think Florida he might have been the mascot for Florida. I think he's like the mayor of Florida.
Yeah, he's 100%.
So he was like,
Florida man.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And he was talking to me about it. It's like, oh, I liked your set. I like how you talk about Marfan syndrome on stage. I'm kind of an expert on Marfan syndrome because, you know, EMT. And so we're talking about my heart condition. And in the middle of this conversation about my heart condition, like any good medical professional, he offers me a bump of cocaine. Nope. Still got the heart condition. Thanks, though. Doesn't really work like that. And he's like, oh, man, don't be a pussy. I got you. I'm like,
because he's got the...
I mean, do you got me, though? I think what he got was a god complex. I think, what, are you going to fight the Grim Reaper when he comes in here? I don't think you can really just fix it.
He's a man in Florida.
It's true. He's
god
got
complex.
Too much confidence in himself is what he's got.
And probably a tan.
Yeah, well, he was surprisingly pale, I'd say. So maybe he wasn't an EMT. Maybe he was just lying. He's just a man
just
who
a man
hangs
doing
out inside.
Coke in a bathroom.
Yeah, he's just a guy who's trying to he thinks being an EMT would have gotten him off the hook, and he was wrong. So then the management comes in after, because like, we got him kicked out. That's what he got. He got kicked the fuck out of that green room. And they came in, and they were like, "So I'm so sorry, this never happened before." And the manager's like, "Hey, can I make it better? Do you want me to make him give you money?" I was like, that's a question I've never been asked before. Like, are you offering to rob this man for me right now? And apparently he was, because he leaves. He comes back 5 minutes later with three $20 bills in a crumpled up fist that had clearly been like ripped out of someone's hand and hands it to me. So, you know, I facilitated a mugging, I think.
60
and 60 bucks. Yeah. 60, so, 60. You know, yeah. Comedy does pay.
Your landlord would have been so upset.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know,
And then you found out his name and it was Cocaine Jeff.
Cocaine Jeff. Yeah, he was just advertising.
Yeah, he was just another Jeff.
Just a guy. Yeah.
All right. Glad you didn't take the cocaine.
Yeah, no, me too, because I would be dead.
yeah. No.
Yeah, don't need that. Don't need stimulants. Got a heart condition. I will avoid those.
Yeah.
What's another place that y'all have traveled to?
Florida, I've done,
even though everything happens in Florida.
Florida is pretty wild. I've done West Palm a couple times. Did Nashville a few times. That was fun. We did like Morgantown, West Virginia with Kate. Like a bunch of spots in West Virginia. We did Louisville, which was fun. It's kind of just popping all around.
I'm sorry. I have so many questions about you being a magician.
Yes.
I am so
sorry. Go for it.
Yeah, let's
go
back.
For it.
Let's pop back over.
The important part of the interview.
I'm so. Do you have a favorite trick still?
I have the one that I remember how to do that's like impressive that I could still. Oh, can, fuck, can what are you doing? Do you have a deck of cards? Do you have a deck of cards?
Do you have a deck of cards?
I have a. Yeah, I do have a deck of cards.
Can we
go
do
get
a trick?
The deck of cards?
Don't
if I,
do it.
If I no, go get it. If I fuck this up, this is on you, and you gotta cut
it's
it out.
Okay, you're
if I fuck
comic.
Up the trick,
you can do whatever you want. You're a hot comic.
Oh
you
yeah.
Know? You're here.
The sign says. So
the sign
therefore.
Says it has to be true. Oh my god, I am so excited.
All right, what are we doing here?
Oh, I'm
okay.
So excited.
So these are not your typical playing cards.
Oh, we're making it hard.
I got these gypsy witch fortune telling
oh,
cards.
Oh, they're
Salem,
witch
Massachusetts.
Cards.
This is the most Lysandra thing I've ever seen. Yeah, the gypsy witch.
Yeah, I got them in Salem, so y'all. Watch out. They do have the...
Do you need the jokers?
No.
Well, they have
it doesn't
the,
matter.
Or the witches.
Doesn't matter.
It is like a typical card deck. It just
nice.
Has
that's fine.
Witchy stuff
it's
on it.
It's all themed.
It's all themed. So here we go. All
right.
There you go.
Yes.
This is great.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So I'm just going to kind of come over. Yeah. Give me your... All right. So I'm going to riffle through them. You tell me when to stop.
Okay. Stop.
Stop right there?
Yeah.
All right. So that'll be your card up top. You picked
okay.
it randomly.
Okay. Oh, I have to look at it?
Yeah, look at it, memorize it.
Hold on, don't look.
All right. Put it back on your spot.
Okay.
And then I'll lose it in the deck. So, not saving in spot or anything. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to put out four cards on this table. Don't touch them yet. But
oh, no!
We're all right.
Now touch two of them.
I'll touch one, you touch one. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. All right. Now touch one. Yeah. Keep your finger on it. And flip it over.
What?
Fuck off!
How did you?
He still got it, baby!
No!
He still got it!
No! We're ending this.
Hell
right
yeah.
Now.
Who needs comedy when you can still be a magician? I can be a magician at any
honestly,
time.
We're not even going to title this episode Liam Nelson. It's going to be Liam the Legendary.
I'm speechless. So that was your favorite trick.
That was the go-to because of that reaction right there. It's very easy. It's
well,
a very easy trick.
You leave it. You like show
yeah.
us that you're not doing anything
right.
crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was your worst trick?
I'm not going to do that one.
I don't want you to do it. Just tell us what it was.
I mean, worst trick.
Wow,
there are
I'm
certain
upset.
Things where, like, I do a lot of kids' birthday parties. And
yeah.
so, like, certain things were, like, props that I just had to buy from, like, a magic store.
Yeah.
So there was one time where, like, you had, like, this rope that if you turn it a certain way, it, like, goes stiff. And you, like, snap your fingers and it goes, like, limp again. And my rope broke halfway through the trick. So I'm just over there being like, and look at it. It's a half stiff rope. It's like the end is just dangling. It's not impressive.
Good. But if you were not, so you were nine when you became a magician.
Yeah.
So you were doing kids parties. And
I was
you were how old?
Nine.
But you were taller than them. So
I was doing
like
other
kids
senior. Parties. Yeah. No, I mean, my main market was like my sister's friends who were like three or four at the
all
time.
Right.
So
okay.
I did the birthday party circuit. I also did balloon animals.
So you were their senior.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. Enough to, and I looked tall and old and I would wear a fedora. So therefore I'm a magician. That was also a part of that era of my life is my dad being like, you know, who's cool is guys who wear fedoras all the time.
Hell yeah.
And cargo zip off cargo pants and plaid shirts.
Have you ever been to the Magic Castle?
No, I haven't, but that was 9-year old me's fucking wet dream.
Wet dream, yeah. No, hell yeah. It is a wet dream. Yeah, I want you to go there so badly.
I do too. I mean, here's the thing. I am still weirdly gaining more magician connects as a comic because there are dudes who are like magician adjacent as comedians, like Bob Place. Magician.
Mm-hmm.
He was also in the International Brotherhood of Magicians, and when I did that joke in front of him, he started dying. He was like falling out. Yeah, because he knows Magic Jeff. So shout out to Magic Jeff, serving 20 years in federal prison. Stop helping kids tuck in their shirts in a Target. All right, Jeff?
God.
Yeah. So.
Oh, God. Yeah, yep. I want that for you.
It is funny. I do wonder now how many comedians are closeted magicians. Now you say, because it is like it's a performance. It's like you're putting on, like, stand-up comedy is the same thing. You have an act.
I was
like
a comedian who happened to have magic tricks when I was younger. I was not very good at all of the magic tricks. I would fuck up a lot of the magic tricks. That was the one that I practiced enough. But it was like, it definitely was like, oh, I like the part where I'm on stage. And sometimes, like, I would like recovering, like, via just talking about things from a trick going bad.
Yeah.
Let me like, oh, you know, ooh, this, you know, creating some narrative on why it didn't work. And that was my favorite part of it. So I was like, maybe I should just keep doing the on stage part without the having any concrete magic skills part. No sleight of hand. Yeah. No, I actually got into comedy because of magic super, like, directly. I was shooting a show for a magician friend of mine who was, like, opening for a comedy show. And I saw Will Foskey on the show, and I thought he was very funny. And so I looked him up online, and I couldn't find anything online that he had posted. And I was like, I just reached out, and I was like, hey, can I help you shoot some shows to get some more stuff online for free? And so I just started going out to shows and shooting for people for free. And that was like 3 years ago. And then I would just talk so incessantly about doing comedy that eventually he's like, just put your name in the fucking bucket. Like, like, please just put your name in the bucket. Like, stop talking about it and just do it. And so at Fifth Place, shout out Ty Colgate, Fifth Place Comedy. I threw my name in the bucket, did my first ever 5 minute spot, and never looked back. So
I love that. So what? Yeah.
So magic brings
story.
Us all like together.
Magic, it is magic.
Magic is the reason that we're here today.
Yeah. Oh boy, no, that's great. I was like, so I'm also thinking like, because I used to live with a magician's assistant.
Of course you did. Which half?
I know.
The top or the bottom?
I know. Right? Can you imagine? She was very little.
And that's a magic joke right there. That's a magicians would be dying at that joke. Yeah.
That's the only clip we're using. No, she used to do, she worked with an illusionist, and she was a little like
the
tiny
fact that you
dancer.
Call him an illusionist means that you respected this man's career more than most people. Congrats.
Yeah, he used to work on cruise ships and all that stuff. Nice. That's how I used to go to the Magic Castle.
Hell yeah.
All the time is whenever she would go and assist him.
Nice.
But yeah, it's because she could scrunch into the little things. She would never tell us the tricks.
I'm a terrible assistant. That's why I can't. Yeah. I'm not easily tucked away.
Yeah, no, they'd have to.
There's something, there's something that it would be quite a feat. To be able to do that.
I mean, yeah, maybe that. Honestly, I would be a good assistant that way. Like, people would be real surprised if I came out of somewhere.
Could you imagine?
If they actually sawed him in half.
Yeah.
I'm just like the human equivalent of like keeping pulling scarves out of your sleeve. Like, they just keep coming.
I would love for you to now have an outfit, just all the different color scarves, like just like
we want that.
We want that.
Make it happen.
So we need. Hey, make it happen.
Someone send me a colorful outfit.
We also know he doesn't get paid that much as a comedian versus a magician.
Yeah.
So let's fund him.
Unfortunately, but we're getting there.
Yeah, it'll happen.
But we have gotten to the part of the podcast where we, ask you, our hot comic, to name a comic hottie, which is somebody that's younger than you in comedy years that you appreciate and that you want to shine a spotlight on.
I think someone who I've been really enjoying lately is PJ Audenzia.
We stan PJ.
PJ, love them to death. Someone I started with PJ, but watching them kind of like, I mean, like the last 6 months has been insane. I mean, like hosting church, like all sorts of really awesome opportunities. So shout out to PJ.
Yay.
Killing it.
PJ knows how we feel about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, PJ. We're big PJ fans here.
Yeah.
And then we have a new segment
where
we're going to ask our hot comics for their hot takes on some hot questions. And we're just going to set it. They're going to be quick questions. And we just want you to give us your first response to these.
All right.
Hot drink.
Coffee.
Okay. Hot weather place.
Florida.
Interesting. Food.
Hot food.
Grits.
Oh, that's nice. Hot person.
my girlfriend.
That's the great answer. Right, great answer.
Shout out to Katie.
Hot tea.
Chai.
See?
Yeah.
I meant hot gossip.
Oh.
I thought the same exact.
Spill. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have any off the top of my head. I'm not a gossip.
Chai was a good one.
Yeah.
I thought Jasmine the first time I read that question. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it.
Oh, that's it?
That's all we got. That's all we got. Maybe. All right. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having
me. I appreciate you very much.
I feel like a hot comic now.
You are.
It's official.
I wish I had the wind blowing in your hair.
That hair was it.
Beautiful. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Oh, my God.
Legendary.
We got magic.
We weren't expecting to get magic, but yo, we got it. That was great.
I'm just surprised he wasn't able to put like flames behind the sign for us. I mean, I think about magic, but like thoroughly impressed.
Yeah, no, I would have felt bad to have cut it out if he had failed.
Yeah, but Liam, you know what I mean? Seems like someone who doesn't really fail a lot.
No, I love him so much. I love him. And I love that, like, I love picturing him as a young child hustling. I relate to that. I had businesses as a child too, as you could probably imagine. But like that is, I love that so much.
What was your favorite job as a kid?
Well, I made lemonade stand. I would make cookies. I would make things like that. And I would also like just give myself work in the house. Like I would mow the lawn and I'd be like, Mom, I think the swing set needs to be stained. And I would just give myself things to do.
It's so funny because my parents owned a jewelry business growing up and they had me cold call businesses as like an 8 and 9 year old to get them to come. If we had like a jewelry show to come to, or if like my dad was on the road traveling, they would have me call. And I was always told the worst thing that can happen is they'd hang up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it's sales brandy. This makes a lot of sense.
All of this makes sense. I love this. This is good.
Yeah. I would just worry myself to be like, everything needs to be done.
Yeah. But neither of us are as interesting as a magician though. Cause that, is
I mean we're interesting it's cool, just yeah. not legendary as a magician like and also I mean I don't know for a fact but I don't think I was that close to being to a pedophile so I know of. we didn't have a magic Jeff, thank goodness.
Yeah, no, but that's a totally different world.
I want to look him up.
He got pretty descriptive of how he got convicted.
22 years.
Yeah.
So, and he said Bob Place knows who Magic Jeff is. So I think it's a small world.
The magic world is small.
I'll ask my magician connects.
Your illusionist?
Yeah. It is a small world, magicians. It's like comedy.
Yeah.
Underpaid and like, in the night. Like you perform in the night. Yeah.
They don't sleep.
Yeah.
Tell us so we can find Liam all over Instagram.
Yeah. The best place to find where Liam is, because Liam is now, he's based out of New York now, but he will be traveling everywhere, especially with the comics that we mentioned in the intro, Sam Morrell, Kate Willett, Dusty Slay, and more. And he also headlines his own shows as well. You can find him on Instagram at Liam J. Nelson. And then his hottie comic,
PJ Audencia,
they are the best. And they know how we feel about them.
They'll be on this podcast soon,
will be on this podcast pretty soon. Yeah. And if you want to catch PJ has their own podcast. And all the other information is on the screen. And you can catch PJ around Atlanta and in the surrounding areas. Just go to Space Camp PJ. On the Instagram for all that information. And yeah.
What else is new?
I mean, I went to see Steph Tolov.
Yeah.
She was great. At the Punchline. So this is great merch. I love this portrait of her. I think that it's really beautiful.
It's very Halloween themed.
It's
too.
Very Halloween themed and or just gypsy witch fortune telling themed.
Love it.
Yeah, this again, I got this when I was in Salem, Massachusetts. I went there just to because I'm a witch. And and this was like really the only thing. Everything else was a little kitschy. This felt like a cute little.
They're cute. The art, the graphics are nice.
The box
artistry.
Yeah, that's why I hadn't opened it because the box is nice.
Well, now they're extra magic.
Now they're extra magic, y'all. They've been.
Yeah, they've been tricked.
They've been tricked. I know we're excited because we're having our show at City Winery that's coming up.
Yeah, so we are launching a new showcase style show. We're going to play around with the format a little bit, but it's going to be monthly at City Winery. We have dates all the way listed on their website until February. And our upcoming show on November 8th has... the fantastic Katie Hughes. You've seen her here, and we love her so much.
Comics.
A bunch of hot comics. Katie Hughes, Shanika Kindy,
Mark Kendall,
and
Katie Hughes, Storm.
Storm Ortiz. So it's going to be a really great show. We're really excited for it. So if you're in the Atlanta area, buy tickets and come out and see us. We're going to play around with the format.
Pick a card.
Oh my God.
Watch me get this.
Okay. Do you know how to do magic?
Wouldn't you like to know? Mm-hmm. Show the people the card. All right.
Okay.
Put it back in there. Yeah. And I'm just like,
Well, that's cheating.
Sure.
We literally just saw her cheat.
Is it cheating or is it just being resourceful?
No.
Okay.
It's cheating.
Is it?
This is like the 7th grade version of this trick. Yeah, but she's going to get it wrong.
Am I going to get it wrong?
I think so. I think you just lost the card.
Did I? You don't even know. Don't underestimate me. All right, hold on. We're just going
to. Tell me to hold your mic.
No. Okay. No, I don't need no help. Okay. Your card is coming up here. It's gonna for sure be here.
The wait time is really magical as well. Yeah, that's right. Good job. Okay. Cheating still kind of, but I don't care. That was good. It's better than I can do.
Listen, I think all magic is cheating. It just so happens. How do you do? How well do you cheat?
Sleight of hand, as they say.
Yeah, sleight of hand. So there we go. Lysander the Legendary.
Liam's gonna be like, excuse me, I trademarked that name.
No, so we're really excited about these shows. We have some merch and ways to support. If you want to support the comics, if you want to support our podcast, it's
Hot Comics Pod, Hot Comics Live. Check us out on all the things. Watch on YouTube. Please watch on YouTube.
Do you want to talk about your renovation?
Sure.
She's renovating her house.
I'm renovating my home. I bought my house back in May of 2020, and it is a 1920s, so they think, old home. It's very old. Like, I always caveat it.
I love that it's
in.
Approximate like a dog you adopted.
Yeah, I adopted. Well, because the record, this is true, the record keeping facility in Atlanta burned down in like 1918, 1919. Mm-hmm. So all of these houses in proper downtown Atlanta, if they're listed as saying they were built in 1920s, it's because that's when the fire happened. So, but it's old.
Fire City.
Fire.
Got it.
Yeah. So I'm renovating. I'm breaking down a wall, opening up my kitchen, adding a bathroom, rejiggering my current bathroom. And let me tell you something. I'm never buying anything again. The amount of shit that I own, because I've only lived in this house for like 2 years, but like a human settles and I'm only one human.
Yeah.
And the amount of clothes that I have, I'm literally living in our Hot Comics merch sweatshirt, which I didn't wear today because I've been wearing it for 4 days straight.
Yeah,
it's time. The next couple months are going to be a time I have to move out with my dog. Her and I have to go be nomads for hopefully only 8 weeks. That was wood. So that's really fun. I've been trying to document it.
Yeah, you should keep track of it.
I'm so bad. It's I'm going to try to get better. I'm going to try to document it a little bit better because I'm just, me complaining about packing.
And that's something.
Yeah. Oh, and the amount of decisions that you have to make as a single homeowner or like single person doing this. I have to say, I'm kind of happy it's just me.
Yeah, no, it's stressful to have to deal with another person.
Yeah, it's just like, gross. What do I ask myself? I call myself Brandy and Brad. Brad handles the more general male historic questions and break because it's too much for just one person. So I split my personality.
Split the personalities. Mm-hmm. All right. That is something. I thrive on making decisions myself.
Brad really enjoys them. Brad gets very a little temperamental when Brandy takes too long. So Brad really just comes in there and is like,
just fucking does it.
No, if you don't like that anymore, give it to Goodwill.
God.
It's not a fuck yes, it's a fuck no. Yeah, you heard it here first. That's literally my philosophy right now.
That's what it's like. Yeah. Renovating it's with a 30-something.
34. It's fine.
Your old woman.
She's an old woman. She's 34 years old, renovating. You know, call me Brandy the Beautiful. Brandy the Boisterous. Brandy the Bubbly. Brandy the... I'm trying to think of my just overarching brand. Because Hunger for Bunger is the brand, but... Brandy the...
Builder.
Sorry, Bob.
All right. Okay, we gotta go. Bye. Okay. I'm Lysandra Vasquez.
And I'm Brandy Younger.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.